I'm Carlos Virgen, and this is The Storyline, produced by The Day in New London, Connecticut. Wednesday, May 20th, was the start of the first phase of business reopening in Connecticut during the current COVID-19 pandemic. The Day's reporters, photographers, and videographers visited various locations in southeastern Connecticut to talk to business owners and customers. Julia Bergman talked to some Niantic business owners.
I went out on the first day of the partial reopening and talked to three business owners in Niantic, and I think it was a mix of emotions for them. They're obviously excited and happy to be reopening, but there's also a lot of anxiety about whether it's going to work financially for them, and obviously they're still concerned about the safety of both their employees and their customers. So I went to two retail stores. One was the antique store Past to Present. So they have two locations in downtown Niantic. And when you walk in, there's signs at both outside of both of the locations that tell you you have to wear some sort of face covering or mask. You need to stay 6 feet away from one another. And that, you know, given that they have to reduce capacity inside, all places have to have 50%, no more than 50% capacity. You know, that they might have to wait for, you know, to go in. There might be a line. There was about maybe five customers inside the store, four or five customers. You know, everyone was wearing a mask. Everyone was very respectful of one another. Obviously, at an antique store, it's kind of a place where you want to, like, touch a lot of things and pick things up. But, you know, people were kind of more perusing with their eyes as opposed to touching things or picking things up as they might before. There were arrows, you know, marked with tape on the ground, letting people know the flow of traffic, of foot traffic. And then I went over to their other location, you know, a little bit down Main Street, called On the Corner. And the owner was there, and he was just explaining that, you know, that they've, you know, what they've done to prepare. They've obviously cleaned everything in the both stores, even though no one's been in there for several months. And for them, you know, they're going to move more towards outdoor sales. The owner, Josh, told me he thought that would make people feel more comfortable to be able to be in the fresh air and shopping for, you know, various items or looking at the various items. And they have a pretty strong social media presence. So they're pretty active on social media and they post a lot of their items on there. And he was saying that, you know, if somebody sees something that they like on there, they're happy to pull it out of the store for them so they can come and look at it outside. So, you know, just kind of adjusting to make people more comfortable. The other stores I went to was the retail store, Tumbleweeds. They sell like records and clothing and things like that. And actually the first customer to walk in the store, I happened to be there when this person walked in and he actually wasn't wearing a mask. And as soon as he walked in the front door, the owner told him, you know, promptly, you can't come in without a mask. And he kind of pushed back a little bit and said he didn't really agree with the order. And, you know, the owner just explained, you know, I have to abide by this. This is an order from the governor, you know, from the state government. So I need everyone to come in here. And she also had wipes, you know, right when you come in to wipe your hands. And so she told me, though, after he left that, you know, she wasn't expecting a lot of that, that she felt most people would probably abide by the order, definitely. I talked to Tabitha Miranda, who owns Cafe Soul. So she is opening actually today, Thursday, May 21st. She decided to, you know, wait just one day. And, you know, she's very, very excited, but, you know, she told me she's anxious, she's nervous, she doesn't know if it's going to work.
And we're only allowing three people in at a time on our little tape markers. And obviously all the staff will be wearing gloves and masks. And I'm just hoping for people to be patient. You know, I don't know what to expect, and it's Memorial Day weekend, and I love this business, and I'm very happy to be back, but at the same time, it's been added stress trying to figure out the logistics of everything. I'm considering my outdoor seating as a convenience to the public. We won't be waiting on anybody. There again, I don't want to put anybody at risk or, you know, any close contact. So people can sit out there if they'd like, but nobody will be out there waiting on them, and we'll just put out a garbage can and people can just clean up after themselves. But we will sanitize everything, obviously, when people leave. We never used this door before. This was only an emergency door. We only had this door, but we actually had to make some repairs. This door wasn't working properly. So the money that we've had to spend just to reopen is like, and no income coming in, it's like,
nerve-wracking, I'm sure.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
The health department came yesterday and I was going to plan on adding tables and chairs outside this summer. And so we didn't do that. So we just kept what we had, and they are 6 feet apart. The chairs, you know, the group of chairs is 6 feet from each one. So it's just a matter of hoping, I hope the public doesn't try to like move anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to like keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And you know what's disturbing to me? Like, this was a record-breaking year for us. This is our 9th year. We're gonna celebrate 9 years when we're all doing it again. And we've just, our numbers were up, and honestly, it just came to a complete halt, which is devastating for everybody,
right?
Not just me,
right?
But, you know, everybody's going through the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't even anything like I caused, so it was so hard to swallow,
right?
You know, but
right.
Obviously for, you know, the, we live in a great community. I love, oh, my gardens are coming in too this week. Hopefully, like, before July 4th, I'll have a new POS system and all that ready to go. Because, you know what? I don't think this is the last time this is going to happen.
Yeah, hopefully either.
I hate to say that. So I need to make sure that all of our systems are in place. This can be removed if we decide to at some time, but it can also be replaced, you know, put right back up.
Got it.
You know, so I don't even know about indoor seating. I don't know. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of logistics that
yeah.
need to happen. 6 feet apart thing, and what do I do, like, every other booth? And, you know, I'm also afraid of the public being rude. I hope they're patient and nice. I read that article about Massachusetts and how they were so mean. You know, I hope people are kind
yeah.
and understanding.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going through so much right now.
Yeah.
You know, giving, I've received some monetary gifts. I've received a donation of masks that were made for us, for my staff, aprons. Like, literally, people have just been coming out to support and be so kind. Positive, and I love what I do. I live in a great community, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of my regulars.
Like the owner of Tumbleweeds told me, you know, she doesn't think she's going to make up the revenue this summer season because there's not going to be that many tourists. You know, businesses are operating sort of in a limited capacity. Any of the events that brought large amount of people into downtown Niantic are canceled. So you don't have that kind of, you know, influx of foot traffic coming in. So for her personally, she's moving, you know, much more towards online sales. She said, you know, one product at a time, she's starting to put it all online. She did curbside pickup while, you know, sort of in the interim before she reopened again the inside of the store, where she would, you know, bring things out to people. Or she said she spent a lot of time taking pictures of things in the store for people and then would bring it out to people. So, you know, I think businesses are innovating and trying to adjust, but I think it's obviously, you know, a scary time. This is their livelihood, and I definitely, you know, felt that sense from them as well.
Reporter Claire Bassett was in Norwich.
I drove through downtown Norwich at noon on Wednesday, drove past several restaurants that were just starting to get mulling, with a few people here and there at outside Billy Wilson's Aging Still and La Stella's Pizzeria, These Guys Brewing. And then I drove to West Main Street to Old Times Restaurant. And that was a little more active. They had a nice setup in their front lawn, right along very busy West Main Street. Traffic was very loud, noisy. People didn't seem to mind. They were ignoring the traffic. They just were enjoying themselves. Spoke to some regular customers there who were just very glad to be back at their favorite restaurant. And they already didn't even need to look at a menu. So they told the waiters that they knew exactly what they wanted and were very happy to be back. Few of them were cautious. One of them was a little concerned that we will be, as she put it, taking one step forward, two steps backwards. So she was, but she was out there. This was at La Stella's on Main Street. And the others were saying that they just hope that people come out and support the restaurants because they put a lot of effort into making the outdoor dining spaces. The city provided free picnic tables and concrete barriers, set them up. Public Works set them up for them. The Chamber of Commerce loaned the 10x10 tents. And everybody was very thankful that the city helped out quite a bit. They did put a lot of effort into their setups. Some drag tables from inside their restaurant to the outside, little bistro tables and their regular restaurant tables to set it up. And they're anxious and hope for good weather and for customers to come out this weekend will be a key. One shop I did drive by that I was pleased to see, McKenna's Florist in Norwich, always has a little promotion. They have a sign out on their sidewalk with a person's name on it. And if that person's name is on the sign, you can stop in to get a free rose. And it was nice to see that their sign was back out. And I hope somebody named Pam got a free rose yesterday.
Reporter Erica Moser visited the Crystal Mall in Waterford and the old Mystic Village in Mystic.
So at Crystal Mall, I normally when I go there, I feel like I'm going to Bed Bath & Beyond. So I usually go in that entrance. But this time I tried going to the one. I first drove past the one that was next to Buffalo Wild Wings, and that was closed and had a sign on the door. So then I drove over to the food court entrance, and there were more cars parked there, whereas so many of the lots, because entrances were closed and it was the first day back, it was a lot of the lots were, you know, were pretty deserted. So with the food court, they had removed all of the tables so you can't sit down and eat, just take out like other places. The bathrooms by the food court were closed. And then what Crystal Mall did is on the floor, they have these kind of magenta arrow circles that have an arrow in them. And it reminds people also to stay 6 feet apart. The second floor where there was carpeting, some of the arrows were a little hard to see direction-wise, but almost everyone I passed there was wearing a mask. I think I saw maybe one customer and then one employee not wearing a mask. And Crystal Mall also had some signs up that were throughout the mall that said what we're doing to keep you safe. I did see a couple cleaning people just roaming around the mall during that time. One person was just wiping kind of the inside of the doorway at one store. Mr. Fix-It, which is a technology repair store, had something set up right at the front that looked kind of like a bank teller window. So basically people would walk up and talk to the employee behind that glass screen, and so you wouldn't even have to go in the store. So that was an interesting change I saw. So after Crystal Mall, then I went to Old Mystic Village, and I had an interview set up there with Chris Regan, the property manager.
No, I think we're a little bit ahead of the curve because people have been coming here for the past 60 days walking around the village, and it's they feel comfortable, which is great. You know, and with the outdoor dining, you know, Mangoes is going to have it, Jealous Monk's going to have it, Pink Basil will eventually have it, which they have an ideal patio for it, but they're waiting for their staff to come back. Go Fish, they're going to do it on their deck outside, and then if it works out well, they're going to expand out into the sidewalks, and then we'll have social distancing.
And tell me a bit about just kind of some of the preparations going into today in terms of all the changes that had to be made to follow all these rules that were put in place.
Well, all the tenants had to get state certified. Some had to get town certified if they were a restaurant. So they had to get two certifications, which they all applied for and got. And then the stores just have to meet the state protocol of what the state's requirements are for posting, and people have face masks, and then the amount of people that they can have in their store based on their square footage. So in some stores, they might have four customers to be able to walk around. Others might have 20. But it's kind of relaxed. I mean, right now you got a lot of kids running around with their family, climbing on rocks, and it's a beautiful day out. So it's a plus for us.
Walking around, talking to some people there, you know, I talked to one woman who was there with her husband and their two kids, and she was saying the kids were just so happy to get out of the house, and they wanted to bring them somewhere. I was talking to another young woman and her friend, and she was saying that she just basically came just to feed the ducks, but that she had done that while it was closed, and it was nice just to see people. And I was talking to three retired and semi-retired women who were just so excited, and because I caught them as they were leaving Mangoes because I wanted to talk to some people about their dining experience. And I approached this group of women, and one of them just goes, "We're so happy to be out. Are you kidding? What a treat." And she was so excited, and they were saying they really felt comfortable with what Mangoes were doing. You know, they walked up, they were offered hand sanitizer, and then before sitting down, they noticed staff wiping down, disinfecting their table, and so they were happy with that.
Kimberly Drellick went to downtown Mystic.
So I visited S&P Oyster Restaurant and Bar in Mystic on Wednesday afternoon. I observed people eating outdoors under umbrellas on the outdoor patio. All the employees at the restaurant were wearing masks. The tables were distanced at least 6 feet apart. And I guess there were about probably four or five different groups of people at any one time on the patio. And general manager Jeremy Socha said the restaurant's taking different safety precautions, such as offering sanitizer to patrons as soon as they come in. Obviously, the spacing of the tables and chairs, 6 feet apart, having servers wear gloves and masks all the time. And he said, making sure to sanitize. And he was really excited on opening day. He says, great to see all the guests come back, all the, you know, staff come back. And he's also said the day when they're allowed to offer indoor dining can't come soon enough. So I spoke to a Manchester couple who took a trip down to southeastern Connecticut on Wednesday. They actually, their honeymoon was canceled because of the pandemic, so they were taking a trip to this region. They saw the outdoor dining at S&P Oyster and decided to stop in.
Really, it's oddly enough, we were supposed to be going on our honeymoon, but everything got canceled, obviously, because of this whole thing, and so we had some time off anyway, so we decided to just take it. And
oh, yeah, I had work.
Yeah, just, right.
And so I've been consistently working, and it's been a little crazy just being in the house, of course, and the only person that goes out really is him to go get groceries. And so today is the first day of my first vacation of the year, and so we live up, like you said, in Manchester, so we decided to take a trip down here, play it safe. After you're seated, we take the
we weren't even planning on coming here. We actually just drove by and parked because we noticed that they had after seating, so it's like, why not, you know?
Yeah,
try it out.
Head
back along the coast. Yeah, might walk a little bit along the coast if we can.
And then head up home.
Yeah.
Still be socially distant, but you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to be social, especially with the weather. It's not too hot.
Well, yeah, we feel kind of lucky too, because we kind of didn't get before. I'm sure it's going to be a lot better on Memorial Day weekend, you know.
So especially with the restrictions.
We're kind of getting out here a little bit ahead of the curve, I think.
We feel lucky.
Yeah.
One of the people I spoke to was saying that she was a little bit nervous even on her way over to the restaurant. And when she got there, she said she felt more comfortable with all the precautions that were being taken. But then I asked her, will you be going out again? And she said, slowly. So I think people were kind of testing the waters, but most seemed comfortable.
I mean, it's been great, you know. There's definitely, everyone's practicing social distancing. It's been clean. I feel the best about it just because they're probably the first people that were here. So I feel like as it goes on, it might not be the same. But today, I feel confident coming out to eat.
Yeah, and all the waiters are doing a really good job about with their mask on and everything. And we got hand sanitizer when we came in, and again when we sat down. And I think they're doing all that they can do right now.
And coming here, I was like, should we not do it? But I mean, just mainly because of how well they're doing, that's why I feel comfortable.
And Taylor Hartz was on Bank Street in New London.
So I started my day on Bank Street around 9 a.m. yesterday and then returned around 1 or 2 p.m. And things didn't really seem much different than they have the past 2 months. The sidewalks were pretty empty. Muddy Waters Cafe on Bank Street had about as much business as I've seen it have past 3 weeks that it's been reopened after closing for a bit. I live just across the street from Muddy Waters, so I typically go there every morning to get a coffee to go, and it seemed like folks were still opting mostly for takeout at Muddy Waters yesterday. I spoke with one father and daughter who were sitting outside at Muddy Waters using the new tables and chairs that the owner had set up on the sidewalk on Bank Street. Greg Massad and his daughter, Alexa, both of Waterford, had both had COVID-19 and survived. They were excited to be out and enjoying a coffee and their lunch on Wednesday morning and said that they also planned on going out to dinner on Wednesday. They said that since they both survived the virus, they felt pretty immune they recognize that it's not positive yet, that you can't contract the virus again, but they said that they felt pretty safe and that it felt really nice to be outdoors after 4 to 5 weeks of quarantining as the virus spread through their family. Barry Neistat, the owner of Muddy Waters Cafe, said that they had several parties sitting down for lunch and coffee throughout the day, and that people seemed to be favoring the sidewalk seating on Bank Street more than the back deck.
And today's our first day of having outdoor dining. A little cold, but not too bad. If the sun's out and the wind stops, it really feels nice. But I think we'll do better. It'll get busier as the weather improves. We have an outside deck here, and we have outside dining on the sidewalk, like a sidewalk cafe. That's new to us. And we also have we have takeout. So we're just going to continue along those lines and see what happens. We've been here a long time, so we have a lot of people that know us, and hopefully that'll be in our favor. We're used to, we've been here 17 years, so we're pretty busy place this time of year, especially with college graduations, which there aren't any, and travelers, which aren't any. So it's still slower, but it's better than it's been without the outdoors. I mean, it's better, now that we have the outdoors. But we've had several parties, and we had a few out here. We had more people out on Bank Street on that side than we did out here today. It's breezy out here, so if you sit out here long enough, you start getting cold, but if the temperature would only adjust maybe 10 degrees like it's supposed to be, it'll be great out here. We just need to get busy again. I want to call all my employees back. I only have a couple of employees. That's all we've been needing. But we do have 11 or 12 people that work here, so I'd love to call them all back. But we're not ready yet. We're not getting the business yet. That would be my only big concern. And keeping everybody healthy, that's all.
Owner Rob Bartolomeo at Dockside was working with one staff member to set up their back waterfront deck as well as some patio seating on the sidewalk. They hadn't opened up yet when I was there, but the owner said that they had capacity for about 60 patrons and about 6 parties to be waiting inside the restaurant to be seated. They were anticipating some business and said that they are going to open every day, 7 days a week at 2 p.m. and determine their closing time based on traffic. Last night, I was coming home to my apartment on Bank Street around 9 p.m. and Dockside was crowded and noisy. All the tables are set up for appropriate social distancing, but they were definitely all packed and there were folks waiting on the sidewalk, presumably to be seated, which means that there were at least 6 parties probably inside also waiting to be seated. People were talking loudly and there was loud music playing, and I even saw some guys probably in their early 20s dancing on the patio and spilling out into the street, and they looked like they were having a great time. I've only lived in New London for a short time, but my first few months here I was really used to some pretty joyful, sometimes rowdy crowds on Bank Street every night, and it kind of felt like things were back to normal last night, seeing those guys out there enjoying their evening at Dockside.
We'd like to hear from you. Let us know if you went out to eat at a local restaurant. Tell us what you thought about the experience. Did you feel safe? Were you glad to finally eat out? Tell us where you went and when, and make sure you give us your name and the town you live in. You can email me at c.virgen@theday.com. You could also record a voice memo and send me the audio file to that email address. Or you can leave me a voice message at 860-701-4338. We'll use your comments in an upcoming episode of the podcast. Thanks for listening.